here this morning to bring before you the matter of substantial completion of South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Treatment Upgrade Number 2. Contractor for this project is CO Falter Construction Corporation. The upgraded plant was placed into operation in May of 2007 and is operated in compliance with the DENREC effluent permit continuously to the present date. We have reliability testing of the major process systems that was successfully completed November 15, 2007, and the county has had beneficial use of the new facility since that date. The county engineering department and county consultant, Stearns and Wheeler, therefore recommend granting of substantial completion to the contractor for this project, retroactive to and effective November 15th last year, 2007. That date is 302 calendar days later than the time specified in the contract for substantial completion, and this delay resulted in additional costs to the county of approximately $290,000 for construction phase engineering services. That will be recovered through deduction of liquidated damages from the final payment to the contractor. Contractor has been slow, he's moving slowly toward completion of the punch list work items. We're doing what we can to help accelerate his progress. Any questions?
No. Do you have a motion? No.
Yeah.
Please.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Stearns and Wheeler, LLC, and the county engineering department, that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective November 15, 2007 for county project number 02-12-B, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Treatment Upgrade Number 2, to CO Falter Construction Corporation, and further that liquidated damages will be deducted from the final payment, with any remaining retainage being released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Motion down.
Second.
Move to second that we approve the agreement, substantial completion, as stated by the engineer department. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Pat. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Introduction of ordinance, Jim.
We have four. First, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the GR General Residential District for retail and commercial, with 20 apartment units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.69 acres more or less. It's Roxana Preferred Properties.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional office space to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, containing 1.09 acres more or less, Saddle Creek, LLC.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 1 acre. Application of Cal Selvin De Leon.
I'll introduce it.
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 agricultural residential district to a HI1 heavy industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 10.87 acres. It's the application of Wyoming Concrete LLC.
I guess I'll introduce it.
Okay.
No, don't really want to.
That all, Jim?
Yes.
Thank you. Additional business for council?
Anybody out there got anything to say?
Nope. All right. As you see, agenda, that 12 o'clock is lunch with the real estate, Sussex County Association of Realtors at Sussex Pines. Motion for adjournment?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Move second to adjourn. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Good.